I'm in the middle of the huge and very modern Nový Smíchov shopping complex, and it's absolutely packed with shoppers. This is one of many shopping centres that have sprung up throughout the Czech Republic in recent years, as the country goes on a huge spending spree. Around me, there are all sorts of shops selling clothes, electronic goods, fast food, toys. But there are also a couple of big bookshops. And they seem to be doing a pretty good job attracting the attention of passing shoppers. So for the rest of the programme, I'm going to be talking to one of the most successful Czech booksellers, Jan Kanzelsberger, who should be able to tell us which books are selling this Christmas, and whether, as it seems, Czechs are still a nation of bookworms.
First of all, we have to say that book is a traditional gift for Christmas, and the main season in the whole Czech book market are last 2 months of the year. Generally, we can say that during Christmas, demand goes towards more expensive books, and the bestsellers are demanded very much. For talking about bestsellers, there was published a quite well-known title from Czech author living in France, Milan Kundera. His novel Unbearable Lightness of Being was published a few weeks ago, and it became a hit number one, or bestseller number one. But unfortunately, this moment is out of stock or is sold out.
That's an extraordinary story, isn't it? Because Milan Kundera wrote the book in exile more than 20 years ago. It instantly became a hit around the world. But it was never published, and he never wanted it to be published in the Czech Republic or in Czechoslovakia in the original Czech, did he?
Yes, the reasons were probably that this author, Mr. Kundera, living in exile, he wanted to a little bit maybe punish his former country. I think the Czech readers understood this as a decision of an author, and he has the right to do it so. We have to say that the book was published in Czech language after 20 years of his first edition.
How about other books by Czech authors at the moment that are on sale on the Christmas market, let's say? Are there other books that are selling particularly well by Czech authors?
There are, of course, Czech authors. They are on bestsellers list. First of all, we have to name Michal Vývek, which is contemporary young author from the young generation. We can speak about Petr Šabach, writing about the time of communist totality in our country, connecting with tragicomical kind of stories. It is very popular among Czech readers. We have to say that we have maybe 4 or 5 bestsellers authors. They guarantees their books will be always on bestsellers list.
You mentioned the writers Michal Vývek and Petr Šabach. They're both writers whose works have been made into films. Do you think that's a sign that there is a kind of much more media-aware readership, that they're much more, let's say, drawn by writers who have a high media profile?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, it is seen that such author is more popular among people who are not regular readers or regular visitors of bookshops, and such author has a kind of general popularity. It means that his books are sold better than the others.
What about less well-known authors? I mean, there's a lot of writing going on in the Czech Republic, both prose and poetry. How do you, as a bookseller, deal with the fact that you know that they're probably not going to make much money out of these books?
Well, it is very problematic, because we as booksellers have to offer our readers, first of all, books they are demanded, and it is up to readers what they like to read and what they prefer. Sometimes we feel the lack of promotion from the side of publishers, because the publishers in Czech Republic traditionally don't give too much money into promotion. And from my point of view, it's a pity a little bit, because a lot of interesting and good and promising books are forgotten because readers simply don't know about that.
And what about foreign titles, books that are translated into Czech?
Well, there is a lot of translated books into Czech language. It's a big tradition. And from my point of view, I think generally spoken, the translated books are more demanded than Czech authors in generally. That's unfortunately a fact. So there is a lot of interesting titles and upcoming big bestsellers.
Can you name a couple?
Well, first of all, we have to say the books of John Irving. It's also, of course, we cannot forget the big bestseller of last years. It's Da Vinci Code, of course. It's still demanded a lot, and it's a very interesting title from my point of view as a bookseller, because it's not usual that there is such a stable demand on a title in months and years.
How do you explain that? Do you think it's just a very well-written, gripping book, or how do you explain it?
I don't think that it's any kind of super extraordinary book, but I think that all circumstances around it, maybe a kind of good marketing and its whole world success, made mania around that. And I think that people that normally would not read this book, they had to read it because it's a kind of fashionable.
And a lot of the things that you've been saying about what's selling in the Czech Republic this Christmas, it's probably very similar to the trends in other countries around Europe. Are there any respects in which, when you talk to other booksellers from other countries in the world, where you notice that the Czech reader or the Czech book buyer is in some way different or specific?
From my point of view, I think Czech readers are much more conservative in their readers' taste than maybe in other countries in Europe. It means that it is more complicated for publishers to start up with a new author, to bring the new author into Czech Republic. Czech readers prefer to read books from already checked authors from their point of view, and from publishers' point of view, it's a little bit more conservative, and it's a pity a little bit, because a lot of authors that are hugely successful in United States or in English-speaking countries, they have just a poor success in our country, and nobody knows why. On the contrary, other authors, very traditional, like criminal novels authors, like Agatha Christie, Ed McBain, Dick Francis, they are still on the bestsellers list, and nobody knows why.
Do you think it might be that maybe the market is quite provincial in its outlook?
Well, I think so, and especially the market is very small. We have to consider that Czech Republic has around 10 million of inhabitants, so Czech language is very specific, and it is spoken practically only in Czech Republic. So this limitation of the market probably means that to start up with new author, it's quite problematic.
I remember just after the fall of communism, there were a lot of very gloomy predictions, because Czechs had been known as great readers, and there was this prediction that people would stop reading, that books would lose their importance. If I go down onto Wenceslas Square, the main square in Prague, where you also have a shop, there are several big bookshops. They're always full of people. Books seem to be selling in large numbers, don't they?
The book has a real traditional position in Czech society and even in readers' minds. Of course, it is changing. There is a big competition for the book. There is a lot of magazines, newspapers, television, cinemas, PC games and internet. All these things are competition for books. So from the bookseller's point of view, we see that people read less, but it doesn't mean that they are buying less books generally. What does it mean? It means that people are more busy than 15 years ago. They have to work on career, they have hard jobs or whatever, and the time for the books is limited. On the contrary, there is a lot of new fields that has practically not exist 15 years ago. It's like popular sciences, languages, technical fields, and in all these fields there are published new and new titles, and people have to buy these titles because of education, because of their work, and so on. So it means that we are selling now much more books, incomparable with 15 years ago. But my feeling is that people are reading a little bit less than years ago.
And your family is very specific in that you are a famous Prague book-selling family. You've been in the business for many decades now. You must have seen a lot of changes over the years that your family has been in the business.
Well, absolutely. The tradition in our family is quite deep. My father was one of big booksellers during the communist time when all the bookshops in Czech Republic were organized in one state enterprise. And after the fall of communist regime, my father was one of two first private booksellers in the Czech Republic. And bookselling is a kind of life in our family. So it means that I was quite a small boy, and I remember that people, the readers, were standing in a queue in front of a bookshops and waiting for the new title upcoming to buy it, and they practically did not know what is upcoming the title, actually. He just said, okay, this is a queue for a book, so it must be some valuable book I have to queue.
You mentioned that the communist days, there must have been a huge amount of political control over booksellers and the publishing business, I should imagine, because propaganda was so central, wasn't it, to the regime's very existence.
Yes, of course. Mainly in the publishing field, it was completely tied up with a lot of restrictions, limitations. And finally, even from the economical point of view, there was limited because the communist economy was built on a different basis. And practically all of the books were, we call it low profile. So it means they were very hard to get in the shops. So it means that you had 100 people queuing in front of your bookshop since very, very early morning, and you had 20 copies of the book in your bookshop, and you sell it within few minutes, and all of the people resting, you have to say, unfortunately, we sold out. So such a situation was very bad for customers and for readers. On the contrary, that is one of the roots that caused people think of book like something very extraordinary, something valuable, because to get a very good book was not normal. You couldn't go to a bookshop and just buy a bestseller's author.
One of the things I remember vividly from the old days was that people would be sitting in the metro reading books, and every book would be very carefully wrapped up in newspaper to protect the cover, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, exactly. And that still reflects in one maybe specific kind of a book market. Czech readers prefer hardback covers, and practically paperback market is not developed in Czech Republic like it is in Germany or in other countries. People always felt the book something extraordinary, not just a consumption good.
And I'd also like to ask you, as a person who's selling books, who is your favorite Czech author, your favorite Czech book?
I don't have a problem with reading Michal Vývek. I like his book. It's funny and it's quite relaxing. On the contrary, from Czech authors, from the traditional ones, I prefer Karel Čapek, who was a big humanist author and writer living between the world wars. And his books were so future-looking that it is still actual and still can say something to a reader 60 or 70 years after Mr. Čapek's death.
Jan Kanzelsberger, thank you very much indeed for talking to me.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.